I have to look at you because I remember you as a long blonde curl.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm 60 years old now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I know that.
Today is November 15th, 2008, and I am here with Ralph Holowinski at the Battle Creek VA Medical Center. And Ralph has agreed to let me interview him regarding his early years as sheriff of Gaylord in Otsego County. And Ralph, it's really good to visit with you. And I remember as a little girl coming to the courthouse and playing with your daughter, Anne. And I remember your office was there. And I believe, did you live at the courthouse?
Yes.
And was Edith your undersheriff at the time?
Kind of. She was my wife, so she acted as
undersheriff.
Yeah.
And who was who was your deputy? I remember, was it Bruno Musial?
Yes.
Okay. He was your deputy. Did you have only one deputy at the time?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever wear a gun?
When I went out of the building, I guess I did.
Okay. What do you remember about the early years as far as, did you have a lot of prisoners?
No, we probably had 2 to 4.
Okay.
And I don't remember how many we had over the years. And some of the same ones were there more than once.
That happens.
Yeah.
Ralph, who did all the cooking for the inmates?
Edith did most of it.
Okay.
And we had help from the jail that would help her.
Uh-huh. And while you were sheriff, did you spend a lot of hours out on the road patrolling, or were you mainly in the office?
No, I was mainly in the office because at that time there wasn't too much patrol up to do.
Right. And I believe at some point when you were sheriff, you started doing driver's licenses for people. Did the state ask you to do that, to give out driver's licenses?
I forget how that came about, but yes, I gave out driver's licenses.
Okay.
And issued them.
Yeah.
And did it for years.
Yeah.
In fact, till I left office, somebody was doing it. And for some years after,
yeah,
the state had somebody in there doing it.
Right. Let me see here. Were you born and raised in Gaylord?
Yes.
Okay. And how old were you when you first became sheriff?
Not very old.
Not very old. Was it after?
24, 27.
Okay. Was it after you came back from Wake Island, from the prisoner of war?
Yes.
Okay. And you were elected as sheriff by the people of Otsego County?
Right.
Okay. And let's see, trying to think. What else can you remember in the early years as sheriff?
Oh. He built up the new jail.
Okay.
And we had the new jail, what have you. And we moved into the city gym and had our offices there for a while.
While they were building the new courthouse?
While they were building the new courthouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you actually lived at the courthouse, at the old courthouse, with your wife and children for a while?
Was we at it?
Did you live in the old courthouse?
Yes.
Was that your home for a while?
Yes.
Okay. And then I remember you bought a big house on North Center Street.
Right.
And you lived there for many years.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else we can...
Yeah, Dr. Get the doctors right there, but one of the doctors that took care of our children felt that we should move into this house. He said it'd be good.
Oh, okay. So you did.
So we did.
Yeah.
And Dr. Lipke used to take care of the children too. But I don't know, it was him or Peckham that had us move in.
Okay. When you were sheriff and you needed money to run the jail, how did you get that money? Was it, did you have a board of commissioners at the time that gave you a budget to work with, or how did that work way back then?
Well, it was about like that there was a budget to work with. But whenever I needed any amount, I would approach them and tell them that we needed so much money for this or that.
Right.
And they would give it to me, get it for me.
And did you have patrol cars at the time, or did you have to use your own vehicle?
Well, I used my own when I first started, and then the county bought us county cars.
Patrol cars,
patrol
yeah.
Cars.
Okay. Did you have a radio dispatch system way back in the early years?
Not in the early years as such, but... we had a county radio.
Okay. If you had an emergency situation, how did you get a hold of someone? If you needed a backup, let's say, from the state police, did you use a phone?
Well, there was... we would call them.
On the phone?
On the phone.
Did you have a ham radio system? With walkie-talkies at all in the early years, or?
No. Okay. No, it's just like that.
Was there a lot of crime in Gaylord in the early years?
Well, there was, like piddly stuff. But,
was there stealing?
Stealing and what have you.
Yeah.
We had, most of the crime was breaking and entering and small thefts.
Okay. Was there a problem with drinking and driving back then?
Well, most of them, it was handled by state police that were those, and it was because they had road patrol and they would pick up the drunk drivers.
Yeah. I know you were pretty close to Mary's Tavern, right across the street there from the courthouse and the Sugar Bowl. That's been there for a long time, still going strong, and
yeah.
Mary's is still there, and yeah. Did you always have a Memorial Day service way back?
No. It came on in later years, but I don't remember when it started.
Okay. They have a beautiful memorial service now every year.
Yeah.
On the courthouse lawn. They just recently moved the cannon to a new location. On the courthouse lawn. Remember the cannon on the corner? Well, they've moved that and they've made an actual memorial to all the deceased veterans. And it's beautiful. I'll take a picture and send it to you.
Okay.
Very nice. Yeah. Is there other things you remember that we'd like to put some of this information in our memory book? Yeah. What did you value most when you were sheriff? Do you remember anything about what really was important to you?
Well,
how about safety?
We had we used to put things out so people could see or hear about, like there's going to be sorry, I got to think of something good.
You were real involved with the, I know, when the St. Mary's School caught on fire, the grade school, remember that?
Yeah,
and
I was out hunting.
You were out hunting at the time?
Yeah.
Did they call you in?
They called me. Don't worry about it.
Did you come back from hunting?
Yeah. I was out, actually, at Green Timbers. Of course, they have a phone there, and they got me on the phone, and I came back.
Yeah.
And came in.
We were very fortunate. No one was hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember the oil well fire in 1969 or 69, I think, when...
Oh, I remember.
Out on the, remember the Bass Lake Trail?
Yeah.
And they had to bring in Red Adair from Texas.
Yeah.
And he walked into the fire and put the fire out.
Right.